Good day today. Worked a lot on first and 10, run, play, action, pass. Did an overtime period where it was the third overtime. You got to go for two, four down situation. Like the opponent had already scored. Really focused back in on fundamentals. We gave them Sunday off, which is the first day off they've had since we've started camp. But very pleased with our approach and work ethic and focus. A little lackadaisical to start today, but they came around, battled through it. It was a hot day. I thought we had a very good scrimmage. Offensively, a lot of explosive plays, which is good, especially in the passing game. Not as much in the running game, but we've focused on throwing the ball vertically a little bit more. We do have some ball security things we've got to work through. Sometimes the ball would have come off of us. We were fortunate sometimes to be able to get back on it. Defensively, gave up too many explosive plays, especially on the back end, but I thought we did tackle extremely well for a second scrimmage. So, positives on both sides. Special teams, we've got a lot of good work. We've got to continue to work on covering kicks and kickoffs and things like that. We did that again today. It's something we didn't have a plan to do, but we went ahead and did it. Right now, really no separation at quarterback behind Jeff. We'll continue to work through the week. I have a definite timetable on that right now. Just after watching the film Saturday, there was some good and bad, and we'll continue to work through that. Still no separation in secondary other than Vernon and Keanu. Got some guys that have done some decent things. We just got to be more consistent. Our coaches need to get off the field and let the players play. And that's what we're going to do more of moving forward. A former player barbecue was outstanding on Saturday. Seeing everybody, we had some wounded warriors at practice as well. We appreciate what they've done for our country. So great to see those guys out there. Injury-wise, Marcus May has a hamstring. I probably won't get him back till Monday. It was a pretty good strain there. Trenton Brown has a contusion on his foot. He missed today. He may be back tomorrow. David Sharp, I think, would probably be safe to say Monday of next week with the ankle. It was a pretty good roll up there, but he is walking on it, so that's good. And Thomas Hawley is having surgery today. This is all coming from high school. This is a situation with his hip. He had a sports hernia in high school, had it repaired before he came here. We thought that's where his discomfort was on the initial physical. We found a labral tear in his hip and an impingement in his hip. So they're going to repair the labral tear and shave the bone. So he'll redshirt this year, but again he just had some discomfort in running and changing direction, and our medical people did an outstanding job of finding it. And something that happened in high school, and got it taken care of. That's it. We have a couple guys with some bumps and bruises, but nothing that's going to hold them out for more than maybe a day. That's it.
Is that season anything for Holly?
Yeah, he'll redshirt this year. I believe they said it told me it was a 4-month recovery for it. But disappointed for Thomas and a guy that certainly athletically we were very excited about. Originally, when he came in for the pre-physical, he had had the sports hernia repaired, and that's where he thought his pain was coming from. And then on the pre-physical, we saw this. We wanted to see how far we could take it. We knew eventually there was probably going to be a surgery involved. And he just had a lot of discomfort, so we decided to go ahead and do it.
Will, how close is the competition behind Jeff?
Are very close.
Pleased with the way they're
playing? Yeah, I think that there's been a lot of positives, but I feel like sometimes we take two steps forward, one step back. And then as far as getting rid of the football, we've tried to narrow down the package with all of those guys, not do as much as we're doing with Jeff, but we also can't inhibit our offense to continue to move forward. Because we are making some progress at other positions. So not that we're not making progress there, but sometimes you got to simplify some things to get the execution you want.
You mentioned lackadaisical. How has the effort consistency?
Very good. I've been very pleased. And pleased with it today. We came out a little slow. We had a blitz walkthrough tempo period against each other, and we had some busts we don't normally have and some little mistakes here and there. And they came around, though. They came out and we had a good day. Well, sure. I mean, I think that came. But Will's a good athlete too, and he can do some things as well with his legs. So we're factoring all of those things in as far as some of the things we want to do moving forward offensively, schematically.
Positive energy seems camp seems to have a lot of positive.
Yeah, I mean, I think our leadership's very good. You look on offensive side, Chaz Green and Max Garcia and Jeff Driscoll and. Those guys to me have been, kind of the rocks on offense. Defensively, Mike Taylor, Antonio Morrison, Vernon Hargraves, Dante Fowler, John Bullard, Leon Orr, Darius Cummings. I mean, you got a bunch of guys that have kind of, rallied the troops when we need to and get them going. And that's what, I'm not going to be on the field with them in the fourth quarter. They've got to be able to handle it themselves. and I've been very pleased with that.
More energetic than previous teams?
Well, I think they've realized, you know, the work it takes to be good and have, in order to have a good season, you got to earn the right. You know, you got to earn that right to have a good season, and it starts with your preparation.
What about the coverage? Is kind of the big thing in the secondary at this point?
Well, no, well, we had some good, well-thrown balls. You know, we had a couple 50-50 balls, we call them, and Maude Fullwood made a great play on one. DeMarcus Robinson made a play on one. I believe it was Troy or Quentin. We had about three 50-50 balls, and we didn't make the plays defensively. We made them on offense, and that's encouraging. On one side of the ball, on the other side of the ball is not so good. So when you get in those 50-50 situations, especially the way we play, Thomas, you know, we're going to play man-to-man. We're going to play tight coverage, and there's going to be a bunch of 50-50 balls. And you got to go make those plays. But those young guys are coming along. We're throwing a lot at them. We have not stopped our installation at all for them, so they can understand we're getting ready for the season, not one game. And that's what has been good. We'll work again tomorrow and a little bit Wednesday, and then we'll start our prep for Idaho and still have camp-like practices on Thursday and Friday. Solid, not where it needs to be. You know, Marcus has been out now. He tweaked his hamstring Friday. So we had a couple mishaps on Saturday and a couple today. Keanu continues to improve what he needs to do. I've seen some, you know, Jabari does a good job with his communication. I'm not, you know, that's not an issue there. But Duke Dawson, Marcel Harris, and Nick Washington need to continue to be more consistent. I mean, again, and we do it well most of the time, but, I mean, you know, one mishap, the band's playing on the other side, and it ain't good.
Seems like a Maude, Quentin, and DeMarcus kind of emerged out through the wideout, but they all play outside. Is there a plan in action?
Well, we'd be able to slide Quentin inside if we needed to. He can play inside, but I've also been pretty pleased with the production inside from Valdez and LaTroy, and C.J. Wharton's going to be a good player. You know, he makes a lot of plays inside. He's a guy that's going to continue to learn the offense, but he's got, you know, he's really quick-footed guy, can stick his foot in the ground and change direction. You know, he's got the guts to go across the middle and make some plays, as do LaTroy and Valdez. So, but, you know, you go back, Chris Thompson's made some plays for us. He had a touchdown in the scrimmage on a nice, you know, curl route, and he rolled right through the catch and made a guy miss and got in the end zone. So I've been pretty pleased with that production from that position.
Is there a chance quarterback to just be back at quarterback by committee?
I wouldn't want to. I'd rather name a guy and go with it. I think it's hard, you know, especially with an inexperienced player. They need to get as many reps as possible.
How does class schedule kind of change? Our classes change the schedule, and does it kind of separate the men from the boys? The first year players seem to come out.
Well, we start school Monday, next Monday, so we've got this whole entire week, as far as camp. But there's no question. I always tell the coaches, you know, these guys are going to hit a wall. Because they've got football on their mind, they've got school on their mind, they've got game preparation, playing in front of 90,000 people on their mind, and being a college student, they've got other things on their minds. So, you know, when you juggle all those balls in the air, you end up finding out who's mature enough to handle all of that, and there's a lot. So that's, you know, generally, as I've said before, playing as a freshman has to do with ability, it has to do with opportunity, has to do with maturity. And who are the mature guys that can handle all of the stuff, and there's a lot. And is it week one? Is it week four? I mean, what is it when we have midterms? You know, our guys go to class here, so that's part of it.
It'd be tough recruiting in an all guys school. You have a hard time.
Yeah, very difficult. I wouldn't go, would you?
I would.
DeAndre,
how likely is to play a lot?
Right now, you know, we think he'll contribute for us. How much will depend on how we continue to progress through this week and next, and the production from the position. But I've been very pleased with DeAndre. You know, a guy that went through spring, so it's from an assignment standpoint, he's got a pretty good handle on what he's doing. But I've been pleased. Well, two guys are natural with their hands. That's Matt Jones and Brandon Powell. And those guys have natural ability to catch the ball. Both showed up in high school. You know, Matt at Armwood played they got an empty a lot, and he played the number three slot, and they would run the bubble quarterback stuff when Alvin was playing quarterback. So, but he's always been a natural catcher. But Mack Brown and Kelvin have really worked on it. Adam Lane, all those guys have worked on their hands. Mark Herney catches the ball well. So there's no question that'll be a huge part of what we do.
Thank you.
What about your linebackers? What's been your evaluation of them in recent practices?
Very productive. I think Jared Davis probably played very, you know, had probably the best scrimmage as far as production was concerned. You know, Mike Taylor's been very good. Antonio Morrison's been very good in the run ball. I've been pleased with Alex Anzalone's come along. You know, he's playing both Sam and Mike, but he's been able to be a guy that stepped in there and improved much from the first scrimmage to the second scrimmage. Daniel McMillan has done some nice things. He continues to come on. Jeremy Powell, we've looked in our rabbits package of letting him rush the passer a little bit and put him on the edge. So all of those guys have had productive camps, I think.
Are you any closer to having an eighth or ninth offensive lineman you're comfortable with?
Well, I think Drew Savard's done a good job at center, and he's been a guy that we've been very pleased with. You know, Tripp is back practicing. He had a good day this morning, you know, with Rod in there. And then you got that, you know, inside-wise, you're looking at Max and Tripp, Tyler, Trenton, and now Drew could be a fifth guy inside that you feel comfortable with. Antonio Rouse continues to come along. And then in terms of outside, you look at Chaz and DJ and Rod, Trenton obviously being a guy that still could slide into an outside slot, and then you get David Sharp back. So now you got Trenton being a swing guy that can play inside or out, but you're looking at nine guys that you feel good about.
Would you rather keep Trenton inside?
I would, and that means DJ and Chaz are healthy, and that means Rod's healthy. So that means your top three tackles are playing and playing well. But Rod, you know, we've experimented actually with Rod today playing the left side, as opposed to Chaz bumping over to the left side, which we had originally talked about, and we'll continue to look at different combinations of those guys.
I'll just say, you know, with this play overall. You know,
what's that?
The offensive line, just how is it played and compared with maybe, you know, last year, the last couple of years, there were a lot of struggles. Where are the differences that Mike Summers is kind of instilled into that game?
Well, I think we're much, much improved. DJ Humphries is a better player, you know, right now than he was a year ago. He's heavier. He can hold the point better. Chaz Green's playing, so that we didn't have him last year, so that's a positive. I think Tyler and Max both feel more comfortable playing inside. Trenton's been a very productive player inside. Having Rod Johnson healthy now and having him play tackle and the length and athleticism he has, so I think we're more talented than we've been up front. So that's the number one thing, but you know, really, 2 years ago, we ran the ball extremely well. I mean, that wasn't it was an issue as far as some protection things, but it wasn't all in the offensive line. And then last year, we had, you know, a lot of moving parts that we obviously struggled with. So I think the talent level's picked up number one. I do think Mike does a great job. He's a very detailed coach, and I think some of the things we're doing with tempo creates less chaos on the up front, because you vanilla defenses a little bit and you get them to play more stationary ball as opposed to a lot of the moving around that we got in the past years.
Yeah, they talk about him as a technician.
Yeah.
Coach Summers,
I think just, you know, just being really detailed in your approach as a coach and, you know, as far as what steps to take, what angle of steps to take, where your hand placement needs to be, where your hat placement needs to be. I mean, just being very demanding about just the little things. You know, he has a saying that says everything matters. And that's true. Everything does matter, especially when you're talking in terms of coaching the secondary or coaching the offensive line. Because generally when there's a breakdown there, you have no chance. You know, you can bust at three technique and nobody even will ever know, except for the coaching staff and the players. You know, you can have a mishap at linebacker. You know, you can miss something at tight end. But when you have a blow up front on the offensive line or in the secondary, and normally it means the scoreboard's changing on the other end, and that isn't good. Good. Both guys have punted extremely well. You know, Kyle's been more consistent probably to this point, but we still haven't made a decision there.
If Johnny doesn't win the job, would the thought process be potentially redshirt him?
That would be the thing. But again, we haven't made a decision there. But that's, you know, something we've talked about.
Matt Jones seemed like a pretty perfect fit for what you guys did previously. How's he transitioning?
Well, really, running game, we haven't changed. I mean, inside zone, I mean, he's from the gun, but that's it. Inside zone, outside zone, down around, counter power. That's it. I mean, that's our running game. That's what we are. Now, it's a different angle from the back, but you know, we're going to get – he will have his pads running downhill. He did today a bunch, and it looked really good.
Any concerns at all with your
team? No, you know, anytime you're dealing bone on bone, Rod Johnson's dealing with the same thing, Matt's dealing with the same thing. They're going to have some swelling. And so we've just got to monitor those guys. No different than Andre coming off an ACL, Matt Rowland. You know, those are guys you just got to monitor. You can't you know, go overboard, you're not going to get diminishing returns after a while. So there may be some guys that you shut down on Monday during the season, you know, so they just don't get the wear and tear through the year. You know, I'd rather have them on Saturday than Monday practice.
Emotionally, did you have to handle him a little bit late last year when you go through what he went through in terms of
Matt?
Yeah,
you know what? He really struggled early on with it when it first happened. Just, you know, he had a similar situation in high school. You know, had a really good true freshman year, learned to work. You know, a guy that really transformed himself during the season. You know, early in the year was okay, and then he kind of was one of those guys that hit the wall a little bit. Didn't, you know, he'll be the first one to tell you. Meetings, you know, wasn't transferring things from the meeting room to the walkthroughs to practice and learning how to practice hard all the time and understand what you got to do it. Now, he had a great example in front of him, Mike Gillisley, a guy that, you know, was the perfect guy to study under. Later in the year, and Matt ran extremely well. Was a huge up in Tallahassee for us there. So, worked so hard and had the viral infection, got completely shut down there, you know, missed all of camp, probably shouldn't have played in the second ball game, you know, and then had that happen in Baton Rouge. So, you know, he was way down, you know, and just guy, you got to talk through it. He's a great young man. He's very smart. But you know, that's our job as coaches to pick them up in those tough times.
The camp officially ends tomorrow?
Wednesday.
So I know you don't like sending guys out necessarily, and a lot of coaches don't, but is there a guy or two that's really made a big leap that might maybe even.
I think that, you know, I mean, just, you know, I think Alex McAllister's done some really nice things. I think he's a guy that going in camp. You know, we felt like we were going to have to rep Naron Ball at Buck, and just in case with something with Dante, and now, you know, we feel pretty comfortable there. I mean, he's been a guy that's been a steady performer through camp. I mean, he's played the run very well, and I'm very pleased with him. I think that, you know, Janard Bostwick, you know, is a guy that's improved tremendously. He really worked on his lower body flexibility, and I think he's made some big strides. I think Caleb Brantley has made some strides. Joey Ivey's made some strides. You know, I think I've been misquoted somehow. We don't have depth issues on the offense and defensive line. We have depth that doesn't have experience on the offense and defensive line. We have good depth. We've got 15 scholarship offensive linemen. We've got 16 scholarship defensive linemen. And Steve asked me one day, so why do you keep talking about depth? He goes, we do. We have very good depth. We have some guys that haven't played a lot. Rod Johnson has been a guy that probably had his best football in the scrimmage on Friday. Played extremely well. Very pleased with what he, you know, did. You know, Drew Savari's been a guy that's been a pleasant surprise coming through and playing well. Tyler Moore's, we think, is playing his best football since he's been at Florida. Just you know, those guys on each lines of scrimmage. Been pleased with the receiver play overall. I wouldn't single anybody out. I've been very pleased with the running back play overall. I wouldn't single anybody out. They've all done a nice job. You know, Keanu Neal continues to be a solid playmaker for us. I've singled the four linebackers out that I think are playing well. So, you know, as far as the guys that I would say would be Alex McAllister, the young D lineman, Rod Johnson, are guys that I feel like that have come on that we needed to have come on and play well for us. And David Sharp is another guy that's going to be a really good football player. I hate that he's missing this time right now, but we're fortunate. All it was a high ankle. He got rolled up on from behind, and it looked bad when you first saw it. And I'm hoping we get him back Monday. Y'all ought to have had him amputating his leg if y'all had been out there. You'd have had the wrong leg and an amputation.
It would have been like a horse.
Well, we went to a movie last night. And then, what did
you see?
Hercules. I don't want to do my Siskel and Ebert here, but wow. I guess it was entertaining.
Okay. Thumb up or down?
I give my.
How important is
that? No, I think it's really important. This group gets along. That's the one thing that'll you notice very quickly. They get along well. They practice extremely well together. You know, they get after each other. They compete hard, but they also know how to practice the right way. You know, there's a fine line there. But I've been extremely pleased with, you know, the locker room and how those things have progressed very well, in my opinion. So we'll continue to do some things that, as far as some of the team building and having some outside speakers come in and talk to them, address them, and it's been a good.
Thank you. The Rock on HGH. Is The Rock on HGH?
I no comment.
Coach, you talk about having students. You have students when you talk about things like sexual assault, basketball.
Absolutely. We have Beyond Football, something we do every Thursday in the off season, and it addresses all issues. I mean, anything you can imagine, from addiction, from dealing with the opposite sex, writing a resume, balancing a bank account, all of the stuff, tying a tie, you know, stuff you wouldn't even, based on this group here, y'all don't tie many ties.
Wow.
So, I guess casual's in, right?
That's fine.
I don't know. I do. On game day only.